Greetings, traders, and welcome back to another episode of The Traders Show. The Traders Show is a podcast focused on talking about the financial markets, technology, business, entrepreneurship, the startup scene, basically people doing great things on their own, in their own industries, not necessarily trading. This podcast has been brought to you by Financial Hub, an academy here at Lovington focused on training and mentoring profitable traders in the financial markets. My name is Antara Slawi, and I'm happy to be in this podcast. And I'm joined by my co-hosts and colleagues, Ken and Caleb. I'll let them introduce themselves.
So, hi, guys. Welcome back again to another show. Today, we're going to talk about a very, very interesting topic, a topic which is dear, I think, to every Kenyan in the Forex industry. We're going to give updates on the Kenyan industry. I think we've been in this industry now for around 7-8 years. We started in 2016. We're heading to 2024. Seven, eight years clean. We've seen a lot. We've seen the evolution of the industry from no regulations to regulations, from no things like copy trading to copy trading coming in, from no schools to multiple schools of teaching people how to trade, from no scammers to a lot of scammers in the industry.
From different scammers to different scammers.
Yeah, so there's a lot that has evolved in the Kenyan industry. We're going to share our thoughts. These are our thoughts, our opinions on what is going on in the industry, how we think around it, and we hope you guys will learn a thing or two about what is going on in the industry, because I think there is a lot. And also, is what I think what is going on also shapes what is likely to come. So I think we'll also touch on a bit of where we think the industry is evolving towards, the repercussions of some things as time progresses, and how we are going to position yourself or what you can learn from the different things that are happening in the industry, the opportunities, the risks, and those different things. So I think Caleb can start us off.
Yeah, welcome, guys. Welcome back to the podcast. My name is Caleb, as Kenna said. And today we're talking about, keep it true and keep it real, talk about what is going on in the industry, because we believe we are a voice of the industry. A lot of you depend on us to guide you in the right way. And in doing so, we cannot also keep quiet when we see a lot of things that are not being done right. It's not right. We need to do that so that we can shame the scammers. It was part of our mantra when we started. And the good thing is, over the years, personally, we've always tried to do things in the right way. Okay? We've always tried to do things in the right way. We've never gone scamming way, we've never gone. When Kenna said we were there before the regulations came, we saw the regulations come in. We decided to stay on the right side of the law because, and we'll talk about it, the scams that used to be there a long time are totally different from now. And I have a lot on to discuss about the current ones. But the ones that were there a long time, we used to see a lot of people get scammed in. Now, what used to happen a long time before the regulations came now, CMA, the Capital Markets Authority of Kenya, are the ones in charge of regulating the financial industry in Kenya. So whenever any industry comes, a new industry comes, it needs to be regulated. Now, before regulations, there's no law that governs that industry. So it's very easy for someone to scam you. And if they do, you can't take them really to court, because you can take them to court, but it might not go far. You might not be successful because there's no really law governing the Forex space, and what law has that person broken in a certain country, okay? Because regulations are different in different countries. So before that used to happen, a lot of people got scammed. We had things like what we call VIP portal. That one, I think they scammed about 1 billion Kenya shillings. It was a couple where they were taking people's money, trying to trade it. I think they were from Nakuru or somewhere. And
Limuru.
We know what happened to that one. It's all over the internet. I'm not talking about things that we are guessing. We've seen one that happened recently, some Chinese. You remember the Chinese who came and scammed people? We had another one. They used to be in town. So I won't mention all names, but those are what used to happen. And it was very hard. I remember personally, we had a very good friend. You remember, Ken, when we were staying back in Thika Road, when a friend of mine, my mom's friend, came and told us about, she had given money to that trader.
Yeah.
I don't remember the story clearly, but it was more or less like what we're talking about. Didn't trade well.
That was a long time.
I think it was 2018.
17, 18, yeah.
18 there. Because even after regulations came in August 2017, a lot of scams are still going on. People didn't know about it. So this person, I think the lady was convinced by the guy because the guy used to come with Range Rovers. Remember?
Lifestyle.
So these times online haikuwa as much yet. But ile physical, you see someone coming with a Range Rover, Prado, a new car, Benz. They're like, no. This person must be doing the right thing and doing it big time. And you know, FOMO. Fear of missing out. Someone has given you opportunity. You're like, why should I miss out? So you go put some money, anatungiza pesa kidogo, you're like, ah, kumbe it's legit. Now you put all your eggs in that basket. And I remember my auntie had a very hard time. It was a whole court case. I don't even remember how it ended. It didn't end by the time we stopped following up. It was a lot of back and forth court cases saying Wamenda court, police are doing this and that. But that's what used to happen. We didn't have much control yet then. And that's why CMA came in so that they can help catch the people who are doing it badly. But fast forward to today, what scams do you see, boys, in the industry?
For me, I think I feel like it's not really a Kenyan problem. It's an industry problem. It's a financial markets problem. We've seen scams in Wall Street, London, Japan, Tokyo, South Africa, Kenya. So anywhere there is money, mm-hmm. there is, you know, as you're saying, people want quick money. See? So anytime there is an opportunity to make money, there is still an opportunity for that now smart scammer. Because I believe those guys are always very smart than the person they're damning. So for that smart person to see an opportunity, a loophole. And now
the scammer.
Yeah, for the scammer now. So whenever there is money, of course, you really have to be careful around how you understand.
So you said this, there's something you mentioned. You said the scammers are also smart. So is it the scammers are smart or the people are dumb? Or it's ignorance? Is he taking advantage?
Yeah, exactly. If someone is taking advantage of your ignorance and making you, you know, drop millions, which you worked really hard for, probably your life
is
savings.
Is ignorance a function of being not smart, really?
No.
That's not exactly.
I differentiated them. So if it's ignorance, you don't know.
The other person is pretty more smart to basically outsmarts you on that deal. Basically, through, again, as I'm saying, greed, you know, people want to get rich quick. Money is, you know, at the top realm of humanity. I think everything that is going on in the world right now is majorly driven by money.
Yeah, Fusi said money is the most important endeavor of humankind.
Exactly.
So that's what you pursue your life.
Exactly.
It's the most important
endeavor
of
humankind.
Really?
That's according to Vusi.
And according to you?
Me, I always say, out of everything that God made, only humans look for money. Only.
Why?
Because you need it to function in a society.
Yeah.
So how the society is
animals
structured.
Don't need it to function.
But why would you say it's the most important endeavor?
Not me. It's Vusi.
I really want to hear why.
It was the most important endeavor of humankind.
And you, what did you understand from that?
Just took it as he said it, most important. I didn't take time to internalize it.
But you know, if you look at in that aspect of capitalism is all about, you know, money. And we are in that system. So the fact that we're in a very capitalistic system, everyone is trying to have higher capital than you. You see? So it's a man society. So even for the scammers,
is it a matter of having higher capital than you or just I want more?
That's the thing. Do you want more? You're just not contented.
Exactly. People are just like, money is just another thing that people really need to be smart around it. And for me, I feel like, now going back to the Kenyan industry, yeah, there are a lot of scams that happened. I can't really remember the names, but I've had scams of ₺1 billion, ₺600 million. Personally, I've had some people coming to me telling me I lost ₺14 million, I lost ₺600,000. And when you look at all these deals, they have some very much similarities. Looking at the crypto space again, I think a lot of people have been scammed by cryptos. It was called BitClub. There was BitNex or something like that. So a lot of money has been lost in the markets. Looking at the biggest loss in financial history by Bernie Madoff, a $60 billion scam, scamming some of the wealthiest people in America. So you might be very knowledgeable, you have masters, you've created companies, you know, but still someone comes and still scams you just because you want more money and easy money. So wanting more money is not bad. Yeah. But wanting easy money now is bad. I think from how the system is designed, money doesn't come easy. So anytime you think it comes easy, you really need to watch out for something. So fast forward to as you're saying, and think the current industry right now, I think there's so much going on by, again, young people, the online, the internet is there. So it's easier for you now to be duped by people just DMing you, messaging you, sending you funny screenshots. So that has really tarnished the name of, I feel like, the current market environment. There's so much that, as we try to, you know, clean up the industry, there's so much that I feel like, as we try to clean, I think the guys throwing the dirt are more than us.
The guys?
Throwing the dirt.
What are we doing?
We're cleaning the streets, but the guys throwing the papers are more.
No, they're not only more, they're louder than you.
Exactly.
You collect one, they throw five. You collect another one, they throw 10. More.
And they bring other people.
Thank you.
Yeah, so...
That's what I'd argue, or I'd ask you guys. Like you were saying... You're saying the Truth Watchdog is doing a very good job of like showing some of these things, you know, and making them blunt.
Making people aware, yeah.
And it's very blunt, you know. This is not true, this is not true, this is true, this is... Like, it's... Actually, the channel describes what he's doing, which is perfect. But is he...
Helping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? You might say that?
I know. For a fact, it's helping because... If you go watch, have you watched his content?
Yeah, I've watched a couple of shows.
If you go watch what he's talking about, the different traders who are not doing this right thing, going to forcing some houses which are not there, saying they've bought it, going through buying cars and having these number plates which are not even theirs, hiring cars and saying it's theirs because of Forex. I think that one is bringing light to the people to understand that he's sort of trying, because at the end of each video, he tries and tells you, look, if you hear someone talking about signals, go away. If you hear someone talking about robots, go away. If you hear someone saying, I can teach you in 2 weeks to become a profitable trader, go away. He's just outlining, he's showcasing and then outlining what he goes online and shows people who are trading demos, saying they've traded live and how they made money and how they've gone to spend it, bought cars, traveled. So he's sort of trying to clear that air of showing you a demo account is different from a real account. People don't know. They'll see money and think, okay, yeah, this is true. Lifestyle yake matches it. And they don't know how to piece in the two together. So he's doing a very good job of making people aware and stopping them from falling for that trap.
Oh, that's where we differ.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Everything you've said up to where you've gotten, I agree with you fully.
Mm-hmm.
In that he's informing people on the right practices and on the wrong practices. In fact, he's doing a tremendous, exceptional job of doing that. Okay? My argument, though, is how the human mind is structured. That thing is not going to help. It's not a lack of information that is making people fall for these scams. It's the lure and promise of easy and quick money, which is very attractive to a normal average person. Mm-hmm. And as much as you try to show them some things, you see, it's like social media. People know staying on social media for 5, 6, 8 hours is bad, but people are not able to stop from being on that platform, right?
Mm-hmm.
People also know easy money does not exist, but somehow people still fall for those traps.
True.
Right? So as much as it's not a lack of information that is causing these problems, you get, it's not a lack of, you, us, we've designed podcasts. We have multiple episodes where we're talking about, you can't make it quickly. You can't.
The right way to approach.
Your videos have 1,000, 2,000 views. The guys you're talking about, their videos have 30,000, 40,000 views. There's something clearly there. The human mind, the way it's designed to fall for those things. And the majority of the people will fall for those things regardless of the right information and the right practices. Mm-hmm. That's just my argument.
The argument makes sense, yes, but it is not his job to make you not fall for. It is his job to make you know.
Perfect.
You
if we get to that, that's
the same, same way. The same, same way.
Perfect.
It is not our job to make someone a profitable trader. We will teach them the right practices.
It's up to them.
It is up to them.
But my point was actually not that he's not doing a good job.
Mm-hmm.
My point was The reason these things are taking place is not a lack of information. And these things will not stop as much as we spread the right information. That's my point.
Yes, yes.
I'm not trying to say that what he's doing is not valuable.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong. It's very valuable. In fact, it will save one or two people. But my point is, the way the industry is structured, and I've thought about this for so long, the way the industry is structured, some things you try to fight against. Like, one of the things that I can clearly use as an example is, I'm sure this is, okay, let me use this perfect example that has come to my head. If right now you go somewhere to a stranger, a random person, you meet them, you tell them you're doing forex trading, they don't know you, but they label you somehow. Okay? Mm-hmm. They'll associate that with some things, not really good things.
Mm-hmm.
They'll associate that with probably someone who thinks he can make easy money, quick money, fast money. You know, they'll ask you, where is your big car?
Mm-hmm. They've labeled you.
They've labeled you, right? They have a preconceived notion about what this is, right? Now, my argument is that will not change.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of us doing the right thing, that will not change. The preconceived notion that people have around some certain things is very hard to change. And if you look at what is happening, even like you are saying, go to Spain, you'll find scams from forex brokers. Go to Asia, you'll find scams. They still existed. They still exist. Go online, you'll find someone. You listen to them, they know nothing about the market. But they have a Lamborghini and they have 100,000 people following.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And we fall for those, us ourselves when we started, didn't we fall for those scams?
Mm-hmm.
We did, right? Like, there's just something about the way the industry is structured that I think even gets people, you know, like, remember when we met, we've actually met two or three very developed traders, very wealthy, and both of them said, mimi hata siambiangi watu nafanyanga nini. I'm just anonymous, you know, I just do my thing, I make my money. Like, you remember that friend of yours, Larry, who made like $40,000 in a day? Like, he's anonymous. He doesn't care about what is going on in the industry. It's not that it doesn't hurt him. It's, I'm sure, the more time you spend in the industry, the more you feel like there's just some element around the way the structure is created, mm-hmm. which makes it hard to eliminate some things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because I'd argue that if you were to tell some people that some things are wrong, but you tell them, you know, it's like the way you're saying, someone who's ignorant. I'm ignorant. I don't know the truth. Right? See, I'm ignorant. So if you come and Lavi tells me, hey, listen, this thing is going to take you 4, 5, 6 years, you know, and I come to you and you tell me, oh, listen, this thing is going to take you 3 months, okay, and you have lured me in with some external factors,
mm-hmm.
my mind will struggle to really believe Lavi. Mm-hmm. Will struggle. Like, I need to be a critical thinker.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was listening to someone say, you think so that your stupid ideas die before you die.
Mm-hmm.
You kill the idea first before you die, right? Now, most people are not able to kill the idea. They mm-hmm. end up dying first. Then they remember, and by the way, there was the option of saying no to a certain thing or yes to a particular thing, but you are not able to do it,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you think about what is going on, like, we are doing a good job of trying to shout up some of those guys. But I think also we need to understand why these things are the way they are.
Which is a good point you've said. You've said one point of why it's important. But the beautiful thing at the end of the day is, one, it's an eternal battle we'll have to do for life.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that now. The fact that, you know, the reason why it keeps continuing and recurring and never stopping is because different people are being scammed. The beautiful thing about what you've said about the analogy, Taras has told you 7 years, Caleb has told you 3 months, is that this person, at that point, now it's not a matter of ignorance, it's a matter of the easy money,
mm-hmm.
quick money. The beautiful thing is this person will go through a process that will need him to go back to Lavi. The aha moment will click and be like, okay, this thing takes time.
Yeah.
There's someone who told me the truth. And that person who told me the truth, now there's trust and credibility because of the njio mtu alipita. Unajua mtu, same person, let's say if he went straight to Taras, angesema hey, lakini 1 year, 2 years, I'm still struggling. Aisee, that is ule mse wa 3 months, labda he has a different strategy and idea, because trading is freaking hard. You say this multiple times, sindio? So sometimes it's like you know, this is just an analogy I'm thinking. You're eating a healthy fruit, but inside it iko na kambegu mbaya. Okay, so this person had to eat yo mbegu mbaya ndajue, ah, acha nirudi huko kwa lawi, or let me go know how to look for good mbegus, I mean good fruits.
Okay,
you get, he said it's rotten, but he had to taste the rotten one to know what's good. You get your analogy
exactly, and that's what I'm saying. The fact that he has to taste the rotten one means that the scammer will always exist. The word is always.
That one
and
is
true. I think Ken's point or your argument is, I think we're on the same page on
your yeah, we're actually on the same page.
More or less.
Caleb started by saying there were some even before the regulations.
Exactly.
There are these which are now here, and which now we have to talk about for today. And there will be others.
Yep.
So we're not about change on just coming will end or it will. We are now talk about what is happening in the current Forex space.
Hey guys, so I interrupt this show to inform you that this coming Saturday on the 25th of November, we are hosting another free class here at our FHUB offices, where we'll be talking about how not to get scammed, and we'll be teaching the new traders, the newbies, the new people into the Forex industry what to look out for when you're looking for an educator, someone to teach you what, even to give someone your money in order to trade, what you need to look out for. So this coming Saturday, we'll be talking about that. Taras is going to show you the insights, the ins and outs, what you need to look out for in order to reduce the risk in what endeavor you're entering to, and not to lose your money at the end of the day. So make sure to come here. We have a free document down on the description where you can go. So fill in the form below where you can get to book your seat, and our team is going to contact you very soon so that we can inform you on the further steps before the class that is on Saturday. So I can't wait to see you, and let's continue the show.
Now, what pisses me off and what I'm tired and I'm sick about hearing it is the people who are showing a crazy lifestyle online and luring people into the Forex industry to help them and all that. Unfortunately enough, they're not traders. These are thieves.
Say the truth.
It's the truth. These are thieves. If you go look at what they're doing online, why I'm so pissed is because they're using Forex as a face to cover what is behind. It's a sheep in wolf
clothing.
It's a wolf in sheep's clothing. I don't know how to say it.
It's a sheep in wolf's clothing.
It's a wolf in sheep's clothing. What they're doing behind the scenes, they're coming mbele to try and show a lifestyle which it's not been generated by Forex. So they're showing an easy and nice lifestyle which can be gained through Forex. But it's a very hard process.
Actually, it will be gained eventually.
Yes.
In the game.
Like, if you do it, you live that lifestyle you're watching, you're seeing online. But the problem is, I am pissed of seeing why this person, one, attaches a money in a good legal business to come and say, Forex sort of did it. They're doing illegal business, scamming people, taking people's money from different countries, even locally, and then coming and saying it's Forex, going and hiring these cars, and then showing a lifestyle. And people, now the problem is, like what you're saying, are being lured into that direction. It's not the right way. Another unfortunate thing, and I won't talk about many other brokers. Brokers are also some people who are pushing more agenda of this sort of scams. How? By promoting or pushing certain influencers, certain traders, certain people who call themselves traders, to live or do something in a certain way so that they can bring people. The main notion for a broker is what's the main goal? Get clients, deposit, trade. There's nothing, akuna black or white. It's straight. It's volume bring people, related. Put money in the accounts, trade. Bring people, and it's repetitive. Whatever strategy you use, they don't care. If you can bring people, that's what they do. Some of them do it rightly, but most of them are promoting a certain lifestyle. Now, it's like what if we'll speak frankly. We start with a couple of brokers, and some brokers told us here, we can fund your lifestyle. We can tell you how to live, how to not tell you how to live. Tell us how you want to live. What did they tell you, Ken?
Yeah, there were some guys we've met from, especially from other countries, not specifically local.
Yeah, from other countries mostly.
Who've tried to pinpoint that, you know, you guys, your YouTube channel would have been way, way bigger. You'd have been doing way more things. You know, you'd have way more clients if you just embraced this thing. And we have been shy of that lifestyle thing, you know, the showing of cars, houses, travel. But we have been, I personally wouldn't be comfortable in that skin to do some things. I don't think that's
why.
It's just a personality value factor thing. And I also feel like once you know the truth, why do you want to lie to people? Like if you know like, I know the way I've said, trading is hard, right?
Very hard.
It's a hard way to make easy money. You could easily say that.
True.
I'll conclude it that way. Now, if something is a hard way to make easy money, and I know the experience, I feel like anyone who lies about trading is someone who doesn't trade. Just like you say.
Doesn't trade.
Yeah, they don't trade. They don't understand what it means to wake up, do your analysis, record, take a trade, have a loss. Do that multiple times,
over and over.
Multiple losses. Still keep on the game for the first probably a year, two, three. Get to a point where you're breaking even, then moved. I don't think anyone who's gone through that cycle is willing to go and share false information.
True.
And I feel like that's one of the reasons why I personally just can't fall for that category.
Yeah. True.
For me personally, the current space, I think there's a lot from, as you said, from different levels. From, you know, there are incompetent trainers.
Incompetent?
Trainers.
Okay, okay.
Or courses. You see? Someone like Shasha Gang probably buys a course from you, then you don't deliver the value. You see?
True.
You don't know how to follow up on this person. This person continues struggling with the same problems, even probably worse than he met you. That is one thing that I see every day out here. I think when you were starting out, competition was pretty less in terms of academies training Forex. But I know I see every day a new one mushrooms. I see. And for us, even if you remember, we had a lot of requests before we opened our office. See? And that was one thing that really pushed us to open actually an office, because we wanted to make something credible than training someone at Java, you see, training someone at a rented hotel, rented a boardroom.
You train them in 2 days. You tell them.
Tell them in 2 days.
You can open an account and start trading.
In 2 weeks, you pay $400. It's about 70,000 right now. Someone tells you will win. And again, as you're saying,
in 2 weeks,
there are some courses I've seen here.
Give you an exam.
Yeah, give you an exam. You pray to God. Yeah, actually, there is a prayer to God.
There's a God who comes and you're trading.
Yeah.
I wish them all the best. Nika ku baptize you.
Yes.
There's a prayer for your first trade.
Yeah, hey, do exams, they pass, they rate, they clap.
They pray, then that God will make. God will work wonders.
God will make a way.
It's not God like helps that. Those who help themselves, guys. Don't work such lures, Bana.
So, you know, there are many ways of learning trading, and I didn't say FAB is the best, or, you know.
In fact, the best is practically going exactly. Through those experiences, you know, go for that's such the best a program, way of learning pray, trading. Pray, pound goes up, see if it will go, or pray, it goes down, see if it will go.
For me, it's the academia part of trading is not well developed, and it's what's making a lot of people, again, ignorant.
Mm-hmm.
Because the knowledge out here is the get-rich-quick scheme. Ken said, my video of how to make 2-3% consistently will get 500 views. The other one for
quick money,
40,000.
From $10
to $1,000 to $3,800. We're just not gonna mention names.
But on $1, how do you even take a trade on a 0.01, the minimum
loan size? You can't.
It can't even. Can you leverage?
Yeah, 1,000.
Thousand.
Yeah. That is on the academia part of training people about markets. And then again, I believe there is the right path of learning how to trade. And that is why I feel, again, we didn't really get to work with most CFDs brokers, because for them, they want us. Someone comes to learn at FAB. The first day, deposits.
A Fungo account.
Open and deposit. You see? We believe there's the right stages of learning how to trade other than going through the jungle. As Shasha, you had a podcast earlier, and he said that you can easily, basically, you can spend a lot of money or lose a lot of money before you find the right person to just show you the right way. Basically, it's you're wasting the three main elements that make someone really move. Time, money, and energy. You know, I remember Shasha said he lost money on a gold trade, but there was a lesson learned. He knew I didn't calculate my pips well. But you know, there's a loss that you don't know again what happened.
Or a profit even.
Yeah, or a profit even that you don't know what happened. So I believe like traders should really look at... And you know, this is again is personally initiative. I feel like there's the internet. Yes, there are good things, there are bad things. Of course, the bad things will come to you. The bad things which look good will come to you more than the good things which look bad. So the saying, you know, 2 years at Taras looks bad than 3 months at Caleb. so for me, I believe there's a lot of people not again training the right way. Of course. We are very open for competition. We are very open for wherever someone wants to learn from. Even for us, we always tell someone, you don't really have to come learn from us. You can learn from us even for free. This podcast will help you. You know, we have a free ebook. We do offer free classes. So we do offer free webinars. So there's a lot to learn. Just, are you willing to learn? That is the question first. And you'll realize it comes down to actually, people don't like the academia part of trading. They like the financial part of it. It's like you want to go and start earning from medicine before you go to medicine school.
And I'd argue, just to what you're saying, not even argue, but it's a fact. If you look at some of the best traders, the best of the best, they don't want even to be known or remembered as traders or financiers. Those people are researchers and intellectuals.
Mm-hmm.
Look at a guy like Warren Buffett, reads 6 hours, 7 hours a day. Look at Soros, he's written books. He even says his goal was to be a philosopher, not to be a trader. Look at Ray Dalio, his strength is research, right? If you look at people who've done well in trading, for them now they're not interested in the other side. They're not interested in the money part. They're interested in how do these things work.
Because markets is a complex game. Solving that puzzle, that's why I feel like if there's an industry which books have been written,
it's ours.
It's finance. Finance and economics. I think we, or maybe I'm subjective because I read a lot of those books, but I see them a lot. Like, I even wonder and ask, all these books, to just try and understand this market. Even for me, I'm always amazed by True. So for me, I believe there should be more structured way of people learning how to trade. And of course, these things will come up again. Like there was no regulation. Probably regulations will come and, you know, regulations will filter out people. Like how money managers before that were everywhere.
But right now it's back.
What is back?
The money manager aspect without qualifications. If you think about it, the three of us have been trading for 8 years.
Yeah.
We were told about copy trading about 6, 7, 8 months ago.
Yeah.
None of us has been in a rush to open them.
Yeah.
Like you're not in a rush. See, Jonah... Mtu waki struggle sana, anafaa kuwa on the plan. No. Right? You're not even, you know that opportunity exists, but you're planning yourself to go into it.
Properly.
You think if that happened, take yourself back years back. If that opportunity was there and near into your trading, by now you'll have raised more than 4 or 5 million from people, telling them how you're going to make for them returns, and you don't even know how you're going to make them.
I'm guaranteed that I'll lose it.
Yeah, thank you. Not only do you know, but you're guaranteed you're going to
lose it.
And that's what copy trading has done. It's been brought in as an element of, again, helping traders and purifying the industry. But again, with our industry shortcuts, what we are seeing on those platforms is also incompetent traders jumping on the platform, raising money from people, not even educating the guy who you've raised money from on what he has invested in. You lose the money, the guy says even this copy trading thing, bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, copy trading in itself can give you passive income,
mm-hmm.
right? Like how it's designed, yeah. is it can give you passive income. But for it to give you passive income, you must have a competent person as the master account.
Yes.
As long as that is not the mix,
yes.
things won't flow.
True. And guys, as we're going into copy trading, what Ken is talking about, personally here at Financial Hub, we believe even if you do not become a trader, and I was telling my students yesterday as they were finishing off, you can become an investor. You can invest in the financial markets. You can invest in Ken. You can copy. Now, copying, don't get me wrong. We do not mean copy by signals and copy terraces trades. Some people might confuse the two. By copy trading, we mean it's there's a new word in town, the new how people can trade about, can trade in the Forex market by following what can we call a what strategy manager? Accredited.
A strategy provider
whose you can see the returns and take the trades. So what we tell students, even if you don't become a trader, go through our course. Come take our master class course. Go through it. Have financial investor knowledge, wisdom, so that when someone is telling you about different ways to invest, how to trade the Forex market, returns that are possible in the Forex market, if you've gone through our 2-month course of the masterclass, you'll understand a lot. You'll know the lingo of scammers. You'll know the lingo of good traders. You'll know the lingo of people who have been in the industry for some time. One thing that I like saying, traders who have been in the industry a lot talk more of percentage. We never talk of money terms. We don't talk about how much I made, because it's always a matter of time for you to increase your capital. So profitable traders talk in percentage term. If Taras made 10%, I made 10%, we've more or less made the same return. I don't care what account he has. We've put in the same effort, the same time. It's just different accounts, okay? Including other things that will teach you, like risk-adjusted return. All that is in the course. On top of that, we have another course where we teach you what we call prop firms, and we've talked about this in our different podcasts, but the product launch is called Project FX, where we teach you how to get funded by prop firms, international accounts that give you access to bigger capital than you can have access to at a retail level. So we have a crash course, which is a 3-day course. We teach you about that, and we can help you understand how to build a strategy that is profitable with good risk management and good psychology in order to pass the prop firms. On top of that, we have our course book, the Forex Template of Understanding the Forex Market. It's also very important for beginner traders, even ongoing traders. Read more, read widely. Before you become a leader, you need to be a reader. Okay, so read a lot and understand the industry you're getting into. And last but not least, our psychologist just launched her new product, where she's giving her first evaluation, psychology evaluation, for free to you traders, so that you can come and understand your own psychology. We're trying to professionalize the industry, and psychology is a very big part of trading success in the financial markets. So come book your session with her, have a free induction, free evaluation for about 30-40 minutes to 1 hour, and understand your own psychology and how we can help you moving further. With that said, let's continue, Taras.
Okay, so for me, I think still going back to the point of lifestyle, and still linking it again to what you said, I'll add another point, but I also really hate the fact that the people who should be providing this financial education, who are actually regulated in the right way, the brokers,
yeah, uh-huh.
They should be offering it in the right way. They tend to offer them, but still the fact that they are influencing in the wrong way. So mm-hmm. The influence is in the wrong way, because they are using trading influencers, not influencers, but influencers out here to, because they have a following. You find someone has a 300K following on social media. they pay this person, let's say, $5,000, $6,000 every month. This person will splurge life, and as this person is doing it, if you listen to the narrative, I think everyone here is on TikTok, and I think most of you, if you're there, you can, I think it's always there. The narrative there is always about, you know, either lifestyle or truth watchdog shaming them again. Then these people now, it's always about deposit to my, deposit using this link, I will give you trades. See, that is one thing on the broker side that I really don't vibe with it. Then the next is, this goes back now to sort of how trading should be done in the, from a risk perspective now. You know, the reason why a broker will tell you to deposit $5 and you can trade is because of leverage. You see? Mm. We are being allowed, even some brokers have infinite
leverage.
Leverage. You can leverage again to a million. You have a dollar.
You can grow it to
a million. And probably, of course, you can start there. It might be probably a first account and it hooks you and probably you can develop, yes. Doesn't mean that if you start with a $5 account and you blow it, your journey is ended. But for you as an entity which should be promoting the right thing, are you not seeing something
amiss?
Are you like, is that what you want your reputation to be? And again, I feel like that is what brings down the whole
industry.
The success rate, not even success rate, but longevity and success rate of traders. I think we've talked with a couple of brokers. It's about 96% for some, 89% for some. That, of course, doesn't mean that it gets pretty much lower. I think it gets much lower to about 60% institutionally. So even 60% of institutional traders will still lose money. So still, even with the right mentor, the right, it's all about it's all about you. So the success rate, I feel like, is really, really down again because, you know, this account will come, someone blows a $5 account, it goes into the statistics. And someone else blows, it goes into the statistics. So I feel like...
Oh, I get your point. So the brokers themselves are making even the statistics be worse.
Exactly.
By promoting guys start with a $1 account. Mm-hmm. And if they lose, it's part of the statistics that most people lose.
Yeah, most people
but
lose
their
money.
But their start was even wrong.
Exactly. So I feel like trading, you can really improve your probabilities of being successful in the markets by having sort of the right education on how this thing works. Like, from how Forex is being promoted, I feel like it's being promoted like it's a... You know, I think you've seen these casinos at some local areas.
Coins in a talk, come on and down.
Exactly. Like, it's just something you come and by luck you can make. And actually, by luck, some people take the coins again and go.
True.
See? But I feel like from even a regulator's point of view, there should be how this thing is promoted.
There's still a lot to be done.
There's still a lot to be done. In terms of promotion, in terms of leverage, as I said, in terms of copy trading, as Ken said. Like, everyone in their own sectors. Trainers have their problem. Brokers have their problem. Everyone, like, everyone is burning somewhere. You see?
Mm.
The non-traders, pretending to be traders, they're in another section. So I feel like we're in a really dark place in terms of, again, even credibility of the industry. You see? Just as Ken said, so the people, like, probably 5-10 years ago, if you ask someone about trading, either they didn't know, it was not there. Actually, it was there, but people didn't know. But right now, just mention Forex.
Everyone knows.
Everyone knows and knows it's not really a good thing, you see. So I feel like it might easily get worse. You see?
From bad to worse.
When you were starting, TikTok was not there. You see,
yeah.
Some platforms will come again, which will again probably make the ripple effect even worse. You see?
The scammers jump on them.
So for me, I really believe we are at the state where we are at because people don't want to invest in themselves, invest in their education, time. And as we said, it's hard to change that. It has been there for millennials of years. So it will be difficult to do that. But again, right now, I feel like access to the right information, again, is easy if you try to look for it.
Mm.
So probably when we were starting out, we didn't have even an FAB, right? We didn't even, probably me, I knew a friend who was trading, but he was not willing to spend time to teach me this thing. Right now, they are there. So I feel like it's for the person wanting to make money to educate himself first before trying to look for money. So education on just how do financial markets work, what returns are made in the markets. You don't even have to understand like technical analysis. Just do a small basic background of investment vehicles. Bonds will offer right now, I think the highest, about 17. Real estate will offer 12. Stock markets, the S&P 500 has averaged 12 over 100 years. Then you want just that small, but what returns comes from the markets? Just ask ChatGPT that. Knowledge.
Bare minimum.
Just typing. You can easily know what returns, like, even just Google it. Some of the best returns from the best traders. You'll find Jim Simon at the top with 65%. And that is a billionaire offering
65.
Uh-huh. Then a team of scientists, mathematicians, yeah. PhDs, physicists, theorists, they are delivering 60. You're in your bedroom alone with a chat.
Yeah. No data.
You're 100.
How much do people pay for Bloomberg Terminal? Just to get data.
Exactly. But, you know, as we all said again, there are those people who will fall for it. Eventually, still, come rain, come sunshine, they will still fall for it. But I feel like, again, if you can save one or two people...
You've done your part.
If you've shared the information, you've done your part. As I was saying, Akimaliza to your video, that was his part. If you went and deposited, how does he know that you deposited again?
He's not even there to help
you. Yeah. Exactly. So for me, I feel like the current state of the market is there because I think people are just lazy, you know. And again, I think the state of the economy is tough. Everyone is trying to, you know,
look for a way out.
And the easiest way is, you know, something X, something FX, something FX, something FX. So for me personally, there's nothing much I can do apart from, you know, doing what I always do. I will shoot my podcast, I'll train my people who come. But it's for you, the person watching, the person trying to get scammed, to, you know, educate yourself first on what you're getting into. I just can't get into a new industry now, Ken. And just believe the word of mouth.
See? You've learned the hard way.
Even in business. Someone tell us there's this business we want to do. Me, I look at the down things, like what can go wrong in this deal? Not what can go good.
Mm.
First of all, is what can go wrong.
Mm.
So it's sad that most people don't think like that, or you really have to learn the hard way, because not to say that we were not in that space, we were there. Me and Ken paid for signals from a UK guy in 2016.
You never got any money, guys.
Exactly. So it's, again, you really learn a lot.
You didn't even learn.
You learn from your ignorance.
You didn't get anything. You lost money.
So I think just to finalize on my side, it's, yeah, those things I mentioned, lack of credibility in, you know, how you train people, lack of credibility in, bad promotion of the industry. And it's not bad to attract people into trading, but attract them with the right mindset. Attract them and give them the right information. Don't attract someone and tell them 2 weeks. You better not attract that person. Because what you are bringing this person into, it's more than rocket science. You imagine trying to bring someone into market scan and not giving him the right dictionary.
That's why we're there. If you think about it, if majority of the people really understood what trading is, guys, you wouldn't even be attracted to it. As much as difficult. There's a lot of money to be made. Like, you wouldn't be attracted. Like, I remember there's a very close person who normally tells me, as much as this thing can make you a lot of money, I think the struggle I see you go through.
Ataki.
Mistaki your stuff. Like, exactly. Mistaki maisha yangu kuivo. So as much as there's money that you can make, the ascend uphill is not something that I'd want to go through.
To do.
Yeah, yeah. And even realizing now that as you go higher, it becomes even more difficult. You see, at a retail level, you don't deal with CMA. At a money manager's level, every month you're reporting to CMA.
Yeah, by the way, trading $1 billion, trading $100 million, the struggle is still the same. The emotional and struggle even more. Is the same. So it doesn't change. It's a stressful industry by itself. Very, very stressful. One of the most stressful industries actually out there. Other than Olympics, athletics, I don't think there's anything else other than also business, I think is quite hard. But majority of the things that are valuable are hard. So do whatever you can with that information.
I'm just going to chat GPT and ask it. And it's funny that a robot can give you these answers. What are the characteristics of a Forex scammer? Number one, unrealistic promises. Scammers often make high and guaranteed returns with little or no risk.
Little?
No risk.
High return, no risk.
No transparency. Scammers may lack transparency in the operations. Okay? And unsolicited contact. Be cautious of those unsolicited emails, phone calls, messages. Refusal of withdrawals. Scammers may make it difficult for individuals to withdraw their funds or delay the process. Okay? Lack of education and support. Scammers may not provide adequate education resources or customer support. No physical address. Be cautious of the broker platform that does not have a physical address. Okay? Fake reviews. Scammers may create fake positive reviews. Now that is social media.
Yep.
What you see, those cars, those lifestyles, these are fake reviews and all that to create false sense of legitimacy. And last but not least, overemphasis on automations. Some scammers may promote automated trading systems, claiming to eliminate the need of individual decision making. Okay?
Actually, that was one thing I was to add on. Robots have come again and, you know, making people now, I don't even need to take your signal. It's automated.
Robot in a under.
Yeah, guys. And the last point that ChatGPT shared with us is overemphasis on automation. Some scams promote automated trading systems, claiming to eliminate the need for individual decision making. So
that's true.
So that's pretty much it. And if you see people talking about robots, what Taras was talking about, that direction. If someone is selling you a robot, why are they selling you something that they can share with their own family members and their own and become rich? Share with them, not even sell to them. Share with
them. Some cousins, brothers, nephew.
Share with them and improve and become rich as the whatever family. So think about those things. ChatGPT, Taras has said, information is out there. It's there galore. And I'll still do it again. I'll say shout out to Truth Watchdog. He's saying the right thing. What he's saying, follow those steps. Avoid those things. Look in between the lines. Usikuwe fooled. Don't be easily persuaded just because you're seeing a certain lifestyle. Trading works in a different way. Come to the right people. Let us show you the proper way of doing it. And trust you, me, if you really want to do this, it is hard. Will not lie to you, but it's very possible. And it takes time, and we can teach you those ways of how to become a consistent and profitable trader in the end. So that's it from me.
So yeah, guys, we finally come to the end of the show. And I think the parting shot would be, avoid those people. Avoid them completely. You see, jipate in some situations which you don't understand only because you didn't listen in or just get informed. Like, just get informed. That's it. Don't make decisions without information. We all make informed decisions for us to make proper decisions. So that's our parting shot. For the guys who are doing it, keep looking for your bread. We understand you, man. The world is a tough place. So do what you have to do.
No, finally, don't do what you. We are coming for you. We are coming for you. Siku za mwizi ni arubaini.
For me, I'll just say about it again. Invest in educating yourself. Knowledge is free out here. And again, forget quick money. There is money to be made in trading. You can say it's the hard way to make easy money. So learn the hard way, then you'll make easy money. See you on the other side.
Peace.